readers. I'm Katie.
And I'm Sarah.
And we are bookish like that. So, Sarah, what's going on with you?
Did my phone just go off?
I don't think so.
I thought I silenced it.
I don't think it did.
Oh my gosh. Well, I read Pepper the Prepper.
Nice.
By Donna Fletcher.
Donna Fletcher.
Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't read that one.
Yeah.
That was a solo book for you.
Yeah, and I love almost all of her books.
Which is why I think doing this book is important. Because we have said on this podcast over and over and over again that we love her.
Yeah.
And she can do no wrong, except for this time.
Yeah, and these are kind of newer. And most of her books are like historic romances.
Uh-huh.
And this is like a new thing she's doing, and it's current times, like present times.
It's still in Scotland, though.
No, it's not.
It's not?
No. The guy is from Scotland.
Okay, I was about to say, he has a kilt on the cover.
Yeah, I know. It's just, I don't know. I don't know what the goal is on this book.
Okay.
It's a lot of all over the place.
So at the end of it, you weren't in love with love?
No, and I didn't quite finish it. Okay. That's okay. This is supposed to be a mystery, okay. I guess. But there is a mystery. I mean, I guess it's a romance. But you know, with a lot of her books, we go back and forth between the guy and the girl's point of view.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't go back and forth here. It's just Pepper's point of view.
So you never know what he's thinking.
Exactly. And I think it matters. I didn't love him.
You don't love him. Ooh, and she's really good at a male character.
Yeah. And so, like, I don't know what he's thinking. And then, like, when she starts falling for him, I'm like, okay. I mean, like, I guess, but I'm not seeing it. I'm not seeing the connection. I'm just taking her word for it.
I feel like on a romance, smut, anything really, you almost have to have both point of views. So, you know, I actually prefer books where it goes back and forth.
I kind of think you have to. I mean, I wouldn't have thought that necessarily until this book, but like, I do think you kind of have to love him.
I don't think you have to on all books, but I do prefer when books do have back and forth point of views. I think that's fun.
Well, because in books, we're not seeing chemistry.
No, you have to feel it.
You have to feel it. Mm-hmm. And how can you feel that from one person's point of view? I'm really just taking her word for it.
Yeah.
It's a odd one. I don't know. There's a lot of conflicting views on this one.
No.
It's not like a deep book or anything.
Well, hers aren't. Well, I don't know. I say that, but I go back. Yeah. I go to Return of the Rogue all the time. That's my tried and true for her.
No, I like Irish Devil.
Well, yeah. That's yeah, I favorite. Like Irish Devil too, but Return of the Rogue.
He's so mean, though. Yeah, you're like, why do we like these guys that yell?
Return of the Rogue, because the end scene is to this day one of the most romantic scenes I've ever read in a book, where he marries her by choice that time, and he actually decorates it, and he's the one there.
Yeah.
Gets me every time.
Gets
every time.
Well, I'm going to have to read a good romance book after this one, because I was just waiting for it to get good.
I haven't read a good romance in a while.
Oh, no.
I've read
lots of smut these days.
A lot of smut, but not necessarily romance.
Yeah. Well, we start out with Pepper. We pretty much stay with Pepper, I guess. So she lives in a little cabin in the woods, and it's fall. So I like that. I like the setting of the whole thing. And you can really see it. You can feel her little cabin out in the woods. And she's going on a little walk with her dog, Mo. And her dog is a big old dog, and it sounds like she's a little bitty thing, so that's why she has this big dog. She lives by herself in this little cabin, and she's explaining that she inherited this cabin from her aunt, and her aunt was a model back in the day. She was like, went to France a lot, but she always came back to her little cabin in the middle of nowhere.
Cute.
So she was like real down to earth, but really pretty, and really out there, but then wanted her little secluded life of just her.
We're being robbed. Give me one second.
Okay, so Pepper likes that kind of life, too. You can tell her and her aunt were a lot alike. And so there's a lot of similarities. We go back and forth between, like, her talking about her aunt and getting this house from her and what her aunt would have done, sayings her aunt says, things like that. But she's walking through the forest and falls. Sounds like she does that kind of thing a lot.
Yep.
She falls onto a dead body.
Yep.
So I was a little confused on what direction we're taking here. And I'm like, oh, shit. This is like a real mystery. We got a dead body. Could it be? I mean, I didn't think this was going to be like a Hallmark movie. It ends up kind of being more like a Hallmark movie.
But that's cute sometimes.
It is, but when you start out with falling on a dead body, I wasn't aware that's the direction we're taking.
Yeah, falling on a dead body isn't cute.
Yeah, and so, like, that's where we start.
It's traumatizing.
And then she looks up, and there's a man in a kilt. And then a guy dressed up like G.I. Joe.
I've had that dream before.
Yeah, and so I'm like, what is happening? It's a little confusing, the book, I would say. We just jump into things here and there. And then we just jump out of them. Yeah. A chapter ends, all of a sudden we're not in that spot anymore. Which I guess is like typical sometimes, but like you just kind of end in the middle of like a scene, you know? That's the way I was thinking about it.
Right.
But she meets this guy. His name is Ian McGregor, the guy in the kilt. And like, she knew who he was, I guess. Or no, her friend knew who he was.
Her brother knew who he was.
But like everyone kind of did. And I thought, Ian McGregor, the actor? That's the only person we all know from Scotland. You know it is. And so then I was very confused. Like, is this supposed to be the actor? I don't think so. No, it wasn't. But like, why would that be the name you choose for a character?
Well, I mean,
and I looked him up. I mean, he's a decent looking guy, but like, he isn't what they're explaining.
Also, can you write fiction about somebody that exists?
Yeah, and that's what I was confused on which direction we were going here. Yeah. And that's, yeah, I was like, can she do that? Can she write about Ian McGregor? Did he sign off on this?
Does he know he's part of a Donna Fletcher fantasy?
But in the book, it's a cover model for romance books. That's what this Ian McGregor is. And they all know.
He does, in the book, he's a cover
model for romance books.
But not in real life.
And that's why all these guys are dressed up like this.
Oh.
Because they're cover models for romance books. And I thought,
what a job.
Is there a high demand for such a thing?
Probably. Look at all those guys that are on the covers of books.
We've kind of changed it, though. It's not as much like that.
No, it's maybe worse. In the They're 80s. They're usually naked.
No.
Yeah, okay. Let me show you.
That's so serious. This is a hill you will die on.
Yes, it is. 1,000% a hill I'm about to die on.
Okay. I haven't been searching enough of them. Let me see. Let me see.
Let me go to the cover.
She's searching, man.
Real person.
That's true. Oh, next. He's cute.
So cute. I know. Next.
She's got to
go to the cover.
Go to the cover.
Real person.
Yeah.
Next. You get my drift?
Yeah. They're not really what I expected.
People, but there is a demand for
Yeah.
them. Real people.
Not as character-y as you would think, though. They're just men in black and white with no shirts on.
But real person. So there is a real demand for that.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So slow your roll.
So, yeah. I mean, like, I really thought this isn't real. There's no way. There's a demand. But would you know their names?
No, I just know that the hot guy.
Exactly. And everybody in this book supposedly knows famous book cover guys.
There is a group of women that do know.
Yeah, well, her friend knew. Yeah. I guess Pepper didn't, but her friend knew who he was. And then knew some of the other ones, too.
Yes. Yeah. So, I don't know any of these models' names, but they are probably models.
Yeah.
And they do lots of things. And I'm sure some of them do have a following.
Yeah.
Out there. So I can see it. Okay. I'm not that confused.
I don't know if I was in a mood reading this book or what, but it's like a lot of it I just didn't believe. It was not believable.
You got questions about his name? Like there can only be one Ian McGregor? You got questions about the job?
I know. I must have started it in a mood because I was not into it. And I still, like, as I was reading it, would almost fall asleep.
Okay. We'll go on with your storytelling.
He's a model. Yeah, he's a model. But then they have to call the cops. Because she fell on a dead body. But I forgot, her friend was with her. So her friend comes running down and is like, oh, sweet. You know, I know there's a dead body here, but look at these men. Like, And I guess Pepper does these things a lot. So, like, they're all like, oh, God, Pepper fell down a hill again and fell on a body. The cops show up. It's her dad and her brother are the cops in town. So they're like, Pepper, what the hell? You know, what'd you get into? You know, so that kind of, that kind of becomes the theme of all of this book is Pepper. Pepper is a prepper and she wants to be like an investigator. She's interested in all these things. And so they start, now we got to find out who this dead body is. So Pepper starts looking into it, even though her dad keeps telling her not to. She becomes, automatically, Ian is interested in her. And I'm just kind of not feeling it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, why?
Because you're thinking of Ian McGregor.
Yeah, I'm very confused. I'm very confused on all of the things.
Ian McGregor, I thought you...
Yeah. So I'm probably not paying attention, thinking, why are we talking about Ian McGregor? As we go, we're just having a lot of issues with Pepper coming up with different. Here, let's pause a second. Okay, so she ends up going to the hotel that this guy was staying at because they know for sure this guy is not from this town.
Okay,
the guy that has died. He did stop at her place. At one point, and asked her about the lodge that's behind her. The lodge behind her was owned by Max, who was Ian's uncle. So Ian has inherited this lodge. It was a old like camping lodge that people would go to, and that's why there's so much woods around it, and that's why. Pepper is very interested in what's going to happen to the lodge because she doesn't want
people to develop. We live in Texas, so we understand people.
Yeah,
transplants coming in here, taking our
land. The land
for development,
and we don't have a nice forest. So.
Well, and here's the deal that I don't think people get: they move to Texas because they like the aesthetic, but when they get here, they actually hate the aesthetic.
I don't know who likes it. I mean, I'm sorry, but it can be kind of ugly sometimes.
Well, I think that they like
the summertime, idea it is so ugly.
Of it being country and whatnot. And then they come here and they want to put lights everywhere and turn it into the exact same place that you left. How about you keep your lights where you came from?
Yeah, I guess that's true.
So we can see the stars and
I always thought they were coming here for the prices, but now the prices have changed because everyone was coming here. And I think everybody, like the people that are coming here, liked the way we handled COVID and stuff like that. I don't think the whole country liked the way we handled it, but there's a group of people that did.
All I know.
Anyway, that's political. We're getting very political. before elections.
I want the lights to go away.
I'm telling you, you should have moved further in the country.
Obviously.
I drove up today and thought, wow. There's a lot of houses now.
I know.
It used to be so, like, open. Mm-hmm. And now when you drive up, it's boop, boop, boop. Little houses plopped everywhere.
I know.
Little white houses.
Oh, I know. Also, if you have to have Joanna Gaines to tell you what to do, don't build.
That's why they're moving to Texas.
I just can't handle it.
She's from Waco.
Anyways.
Right down the road.
Keep your lights where you're at.
Okay. So she doesn't want developers. I get it. We don't like that. So she's wondering what Ian's going to do with the property and stuff like that. And so I think she's just assuming that this guy that was killed, he is Scottish. Somehow they know that part.
Mm.
Well, because I guess he stopped by her house. She heard him. She told him which way to go.
Okay.
Down the road. And she thinks the people keep stopping at her place. She knows they're lying because it's very clear which direction to go to the lodge. Like, it used to be a lodge. There's a sign saying which direction to go. But they go down her road and ask her about it. So she's like, they're trying to get in with me too, you know, to sell my place as well, to make this property bigger. And so...
And she's like, under my dead body?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Under my dead body. It's over.
Yeah. Yeah. Somewhere around. Yeah. But this guy, she knew had to stay at the only hotel in town. So she goes and finds out what he stayed under, and it's a fake name. The guy's been dead since 1894, they find out. So she's not sure. And then at this point, I'm like, why are we not I mean, Ian walks up on her on this dead body. Why are we not suspecting him?
Yeah.
I thought it could go that direction. I mean, I know he's like the main character of this romance.
I just read God of Malice, though, and yeah. He's a psycho.
So the whole time, I'm not loving him because I'm thinking, well, he's been in these, been around a lot when these things are happening.
But you're suspicious.
Yeah, I know. And I guess I've listened to too much true crime or something.
Love it. I love
yeah.
it, though, so much.
I know. And so I'm not in the Hallmark setting. No. I'm in a true crime setting. I'm thinking this guy.
You're in a unsolved mystery.
There's a guy from Scotland dead. He's from Scotland. What? What are the connections?
You know what? That's how the Salem witch trials started right there.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that witch had black hair. This woman has yeah. black hair too.
too broad of. Yeah.
yeah.
So we go back and forth. Like, we don't get a lot of clues other than he had a key. We don't know anything else about him. That's it. But we know we want to solve this mystery. Okay. Well, she's also a prepper.
Don't you feel so sorry for the people that have to solve these types of mysteries?
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, after your fourth clue goes dead or cold.
Well, and I wouldn't look... I wouldn't be good at looking much deeper
I would
into
just, like,
things.
God, like, what a job. That sucks.
And, like
I'm
connecting
sure really
things
it,
and
but,
stuff.
Ugh, man.
Yeah.
It's a lot of pressure, too.
Yeah.
It's like, you want to do it. This person deserves answers. This family deserves answers. And you have to be the one to be like, this is a puzzle I can't
yeah.
figure out. Ugh, man.
They don't even know where this guy belongs to. So, yeah, that's a real difficult one. And we... go back, and there's not a lot else about him for a while. Ian's flirting with her, but there's not, like, a real super cute connection to me. Like, there's no cute moments.
Which sucks, because I normally love her.
I feel like we
together.
Almost get there, because she's got the cute little cabin.
Yeah.
She's making little cookies. She's got little treats. It's so cute. It almost, you can almost see it. And then Ian comes over. He's like... the best thing he's got going for him is he's got an accent.
He's probably tall, too.
I mean, yeah, tall, big. Mm-hmm. She's little bitty. So, like, you feel, you're like, oh, okay, this could be cute. And then the chapter ends and we skip to a day or two later or the next day. And nothing happened.
So
there wasn't even a ton of conversation. He's interested in the mystery, too. But then I'm kind of thinking, well, if he's involved, he would be interested in what they're thinking in the mystery.
Right. And so you never find out.
I mean, I didn't finish it. But I might finish it. I don't know. It's like, as I was halfway through, I thought, okay, I kind of like it. And then it was again, I was like yawning reading it.
So you would not.
She talks about her prepping.
Like a doomsday
throughout it, yes.
Love it.
Because she was in a hurricane. She lived, when she was going to college, she lived through, I think it was Hurricane Ian.
Mm.
And she went days without electricity and stuff. So after that, she started prepping.
Okay.
And so she has like a blog on it, and that's how she makes her money. And then she sells books on it. Prepping.
Fun.
Yeah.
Love
so it's
that.
Cute.
Yeah, that is
that's
cute.
That's fun. And I guess I could see how she'd be into mysteries because she's like a prepared person. So she's into the mystery of this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then her, like, agent finds out that Ian's behind her, living behind her. Her agent knows about him. He has, like, a crooked agent, so they send him a new agent. But the crooked agent shows up. So, like, I guess people are thinking maybe he had something to do with it.
Okay.
But nothing really connects to him. And then you've got the developers in the story, some, too. Maybe they want, I mean, like, I don't know why they killed this one guy, though. But you have, like, little things here and there. So all of a sudden we've got more characters, but not enough for you to get what's happening. Like, you have to kind of understand what's happening in a book, the mystery part of it, and feel like you're on the right track. Or you could suspect somebody here and there, but there's not enough clues.
Well, and what's weird, too, is, like, Donna Fletcher usually has a mystery in her book. Who is the bad guy?
That's true.
But you always
kind of
know
yeah.
who the bad guy is.
Yeah.
Like, you know that it's that guy. You just don't know how they're going to prove it's that guy.
And there's, like, multiple developers.
Mm-hmm.
There's an agent. There's all the guys that he's doing the shoots with.
And there's not multiple. There is a bad
guy. And then, like, I just was confused on the setting of the book.
Okay.
Pepper is a prepper, and then there's a mystery of a murder.
Pepper the prepper.
Yeah.
How cute.
And, like, I don't get it.
I just heard it.
Yeah.
That's nice. That's a nice ring to it.
And then also a
romance.
Is that
what her blog is called?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. Good for her.
And then, like, the next book is Pepper and the Viking. So I don't know if we have the same guy, but it's the same girl because it's called Pepper and the Viking.
Well, maybe the guy is the murderer, and Pepper was like, I just escaped a murderer.
I know, I need to finish it,
if only
guess.
We
but
had,
like,
the ending.
I just was so disappointed in this book. I don't know.
Well, and it's different because, like, that's an author that's tried and true.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden,
and, like, the reviews I read, the people either loved it or were confused.
Well, maybe the people that loved it were Donna Fletcher newbies.
Yeah, that might be.
And the people that hated it were like, this wasn't what I...
My guess would be you were into the setting.
Yeah.
Because I liked the setting. And I liked her. She's kind of funny. I mean, she got into more mess than I would care for. And, like, why are you doing this, man?
But sometimes,
like,
people will get into more mess than others.
Yeah, like, she keeps finding clues. She found a knife in a bag.
Okay.
Her dog found it on a walk. So then they're like, oh, that's the murder weapon. But why would somebody planted it?
Because
or they were
bag.
Because she's like, also, we're right next to the lake. Why wouldn't you just throw it in the lake if you were trying to hide it? So somebody was, like, saving it to plant later, maybe? So, like, this has been, like, possibly a long process. And then we later, nothing really comes of that. There's no prints on it, nothing. Okay, and then the blood does match the guy who's dead. And then she's at Ian's house for a photo shoot. She finds a piece of a letter.
Okay.
That's nothing. It on that. Okay. She comes back thinking maybe more of the letter is there. She finds part of it under boxes, and somebody hits her over the head. But they delete the picture she took of the note off her phone, and that's it.
Hmm.
And then Ian takes care of her, but that's it. They don't even, like, have any sort of conversation. They don't have a cute evening. It's just, you know, Ian took care of her. I don't remember where I was.
Okay.
Let me think what I could say now. Anyway.
So that's it.
Pretty much.
So would
I
you
mean,
recommend this book? You would, maybe you would, but not as your first Donna Fletcher book.
I mean, I don't think it's horrible. It's just I wasn't sure what we were doing here.
Right.
I thought it was a mystery. I mean, I think that's how it's advertised, as, like, a romance and a mystery. And it's supposed to be cute. The cover's really cute. So I think it's supposed to be more like a little Hallmark movie type read.
But even Hallmark movies have a plot.
I think there was too much going on here.
Okay.
Maybe we're setting up for the series, you know, with all these characters.
You know how I feel about the first book.
Yeah, and that's could be, even a lot of Donna Fletcher books, we don't necessarily like the first one.
Right.
A lot of the series. So I think it could possibly be setting up for future books. It's a cute setting. I don't know. I probably will finish it. There were moments I really thought it was cute, but I kind of thought we were going in a different direction.
Okay.
So I don't know. I just was surprised. You would think this was somebody's first book.
So what would you rate it?
Maybe a 3. But it gets a 4.5 on most stuff.
I was about to look it up. Pepper.
It's hard to find.
Pepper and the what?
Pepper the Prepper and the Highlander and the Dead Body. It's like a whole thing. Something like that. It's like crazy long. It came out in 2021.
Okay, so yeah, it doesn't actually say what it is rated on anything.
Yeah, and it doesn't literally have like Google usually gives you a little thing on it. It
okay.
doesn't have that.
So on Amazon, it got a 4.5. Mm-hmm. On Goodreads, it got a 4.52.
Yeah.
And I don't see it on Barnes & Noble or
I think it's just a like an online book. I don't think there's an actual book for it.
I have the actual
book. Oh, you do?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
It's cute. Like, the cover's cute.
Yeah, it is cute.
Yeah, because now there's one called Pepper the Gunslinger and the Bank Heist.
Yeah, so they keep going.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe I'll finish it and maybe I'll understand, but I don't think so.
Okay.
I think it was all over the place and I can't see how all of it could connect.
Yeah. Especially if there's more going on. Like if it's a series, but now it's a gunslinger, now it's a Viking, now it's a Highlander.
And I get how she's the main character and like that's cute. She's cute. It's funny. Yeah. I don't get the romance part of it because I don't think he is that big of a character in it compared to like her and her friendship is kind of cute.
Maybe he's not.
Maybe not.
You know what I mean?
Maybe, he's just the background person. Maybe. And it's more about the mystery.
Or maybe he's this cute guy that we think is going to go on into book two.
Well, and she does really wonder how this could work out because like he's from Scotland.
Yeah.
He travels, you know, for work. He has another house, even in New York, I think they said, and Scotland.
Maybe she's setting it up for a love triangle situation. Maybe. Or not even a love triangle. Maybe, oh, it fizzled out, and now I'm with this guy.
It's like I could see how he could be all these other characters, because that's what he does, is he plays characters. Yeah, you know.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get what you did there. Okay, so maybe it is him.
Yeah. Cute. And like whenever the mystery started,
see,
he was
that's
a Highlander.
What I love
and
about books.
Yeah.
Like that is so creative. That is so much thought that you made him into this man. Yeah. It could be anything.
Yeah.
And so your next one, he could be a Viking.
Yeah.
And your next one, he could be a gunslinger.
Yeah.
That's so creative.
And maybe each time the mystery starts, he starts out as one of those characters. It's
freaking
yeah.
amazing.
We'll have to read it, I guess.
What? How amazing. People are dope as
maybe
hell.
I'll read the second one and be like, okay, I finished the first
one.
Okay,
but you just thought of that on the spot, didn't you? That he could be all those characters. And now you're interested?
A little.
See, that's what makes it so fun. Yeah. Like, reading is fun.
Well, and at least on this one, I do like the world. I've had a lot of them I read, and I'm like, why are we here? It's just on this one, I don't understand the direction she was taking, and I'm not a huge fan of the guy. Like, he's fine. Yeah. I'm just not, like, in love with him.
It's hard to read about characters that you're not invested in.
Yeah, and, like, I like Pepper, but Ian, I don't know.
I felt that one about The Shadows Between Us. I wasn't emotionally vested in any of these people. And so reading it was
really
hard.
And you
got to
have somebody you like.
Yeah. Yeah. Nope. Didn't like any of them. So you gave it a 3.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't read it, so I can't rate it. I rate your storytelling a 2, though.
Yeah. I know. When I don't like them, it's like, I don't know. And then this happened. And
yeah, you have a hard time getting into it.
Yeah.
That's okay. We'll find you something.
I know. I need a good romance again. It's been a long time.
It has been.
It's been too long.
Too long since you've traveled the moors and old-time England.
I know.
All right, readers. There you have it. That was Sarah's deep thoughts of Pepper and the Highlander.
Yeah. There we go.
And I will see you next week. Bye, readers.
Bye.